Following God closely does not mean that life will be perfect. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Rosemarie Evans speaks from her own experience after her husband Carlos was wounded while serving overseas.
First, I was angry, a little bit angry with God. It was like, why this happened to us? We are believers. We always think that, okay, if I believe in God, He's supposed to take care of me and nothing bad is going to happen to me. And when this happened, it was like, how can this happen to us? So I was mad at that. But what was really affecting me, it was the changes of mood, because he was changing a lot of mood. The kids can't do any sound because it really bothered him. And then he was very depressed. But he's not the man that he was before. I always like, God, right now I ask you to bring him back alive. It was like, God, you have to change him.
But God was teaching Rosemarie to trust him, even in the difficulties she was facing.
But the first thing that God taught me is that I'm going to work first with you, and then you can help your family. And I think that was the process that I lived when I was in the hospital. He worked first with me, inside me, and he was teaching me, and I have to surrender everything. I have to go and cry out, and almost give up. He was guiding me, and he told me that I was asking for wisdom. And if I'm giving you wisdom, but it's wisdom for you to live up your family. So I think sometimes we have to let God work with us first. And then that's the way that He can work with our family and leave our family to continue.
Many of us are going through some tough times right now as a result of the pandemic. So it's important to pray and to ask God for wisdom as well as peace. If you need some encouragement in your situation, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.